Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1952, recorded on Thursday, the 30th of March 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Dorothy Sneesby, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Dorothy. We'd like to welcome new listeners, Ray Sutton and Jenny Fisher. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features, one on the new £1 coin and the other on a showbiz personality with an unfortunate legacy of his success. We also have letters to the evening news and information desk. And at the end of the recording, there will be the spring edition of Your Norfolk. Our first news stories include the cuckoos who took over homes for drug dealing, and a large cash fund is up for grabs for deserving groups. But first, firefighters had to get to work in Prince of Wales Road.
Fire has destroyed the kitchen and ceiling of a flat above a fast food restaurant in Norwich. Five fire crews tackled a blaze above the Olive Tree restaurant on Prince of Wales Road. Firefighters donned breathing apparatus and carried a hose up to put out the fire in the flat, which is owned by the same person as the kebab, burger and pizza shop. Richard Dromey, Norfolk Fire and Rescue Group Manager and District Manager for Norwich, said no one was hurt in the blaze.
Officers at Norfolk County Council are recommending a 150,000-tonne waste plant on the banks of the River Wensum at Lenwade go ahead despite widespread environmental concern. In just over a week, almost 800 people have signed a petition against the scheme, which has been brought to Norfolk County Council by Ceres Properties Company. The plans have been deferred by the Planning Committee once already due to the lack of environmental risk assessments, but officers have now decided they cannot recommend refusal as the proper safeguards would have to be in place ahead of obtaining an environmental permit. In an independent review of the impact on the local water supply, Clive Carpenter, head of water resources for GWP Consultants, said it would be a reasonable conclusion to assume contaminated runoff water from the site would make its way into the River Wensum, with the potential to impact upon the sensitive ecosystems. The application will go before Norfolk County Council's Planning Committee.
The crucial role of Norwich's parks in keeping people healthy could help save them from cuts in the future. That's according to city councillors, who are looking at whether they could use money earmarked for public health to spend on protecting parks. When Norwich City Council agreed its budget last month, it included plans to save £125,000 in 2018-19 by reviewing what facilities are provided in parks, play areas and open spaces. With money so tight, the council is looking at whether it might be able to use cash earmarked to combat obesity and in health to spend on parks. Martin Scamaria, leader of the Green Group, said City Hall should look at what Newcastle City Council is doing. That authority is using millions of pounds of anti-obesity money from its public health budget to help keep its parks open. The situation in Norfolk is a little more complicated, as it's Norfolk County Council, not the City Council, which holds the public health purse strings.
Six people were arrested after police raided three alleged drug hotspots at William White Place. Residents told how their homes had been taken over by cuckoos, who used them as base for drug dealing and threatened to petrol bomb them if they did not play ball. One woman said she had been threatened with a machete, and another said, "They don't care if you lose your home. I've been threatened to be shot." Operation Gravity targets the most serious offenders involved in dealing and transporting Class A drugs into and around Norfolk, as well as working with partners to protect those most vulnerable to drug abuse and exploitation.
Traditionally, an appointment with your accountant is about as eagerly anticipated as a visit to the dentist. But that may not be true at a Norwich firm, Farnell Clark. That's because the growing company has recently opened its own pub, the Tax and Pounds, in the corner of the office as part of a refurbishment designed to appeal to new clients and staff. Opening to staff at 4 p.m. on Fridays and available for client meetings at other times, the revamped conference room boasts a pool table, leather seating and a well-stocked bar, while elsewhere in the office soundproof booths and private work pods have been fitted. But the pint-sized pub could also serve a serious recruitment purpose for the 10-year-old company, which is expecting to see turnover rise from 1 million to 1.3 million this year and hopes to add at least 4 new jobs to its 32-strong team.
A man has been charged on suspicion of driving with excess alcohol after crashing into a set of traffic lights in Norwich. Police were called to Martineau Lane in the city following the incident, and Mark Waring, 54, of Green Lane in Hales, was arrested after failing a roadside breath test.
A bid to turn a closed Norwich pub into student flats has sparked an objection by the city branch of the Campaign for Real Ale. And Norwich City Council's own expert has concerns over proposals to transform the Freedman pub in West Earlham. The pub has been shut since June 2015, and Norwich-based developers, Estate Education, has lodged plans with City Hall seeking permission to convert it. The developers also want to add buildings in the pub's car park to create accommodation for 38 students. Developers say the design of the new buildings will reflect the current design at the University of East Anglia. They say the existing pub building, which dates back to the 1950s, will still be prominent in the redevelopment, but will be refurbished. Documents lodged with the council in support of the application state that when the property in St Mildred's Road was marketed last year, there was no interest from public house operators, only from people looking to convert it.
A £105,000 fund to support community groups across Norfolk and Suffolk has been announced. And the Eastern Daily Press has again teamed up with Comic Relief and Norfolk and Suffolk Community Foundations to give deserving groups across the region a chance to get involved and bid for a share of the pot. Community cash grants of between £500 and £1,000 have helped with everything from purchasing new equipment to facilitating fun days out in the last few years.
They say you can take the boy out of Norwich, but you can't take Norwich out of the boy. And now, a former resident is spreading the word about the fine city around Sydney, Australia, where he has lived since 2000. Phil Turner moved down under after finishing a degree at the University of East Anglia. After first struggling to make a living in the harbourside metropolis, he got into flipping, the process of buying and renovating houses before selling them on for a profit. The 44-year-old is now on his fifth house, and before leaving each premises, he attaches a plaque, christening it with the name Norwich. Mr. Turner said, "We wanted to name a house, and what better than Norwich?"
A partially sighted mother has raised just over £101 for a charity which has given her a new lease of life. Carol Ryle hosted a fundraising coffee morning for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NNAB, which supports her. Mrs. Ryle said, "The NNAB is like an extended family and has given me my independence and life back. When I was registered blind, I felt like I had suffered a big bereavement." Mrs. Ryle, who volunteers for the NNAB, first received help from the charity 4 years ago and now takes part in art sessions at its Magpie Road base. The NNAB was set up 212 years ago and receives no statutory funding.